I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Our recent update on Ahmed's blasphemy case in Pakistan isn't disastrous, but it's not happy either. Last Friday, Ahmed's lawyer Rizvan was attacked in the courtroom by the prosecuting attorney. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
He beat him in the courtroom, so much so that other lawyers present had to break up the fight, and Rizvan had to go to the hospital. His left eye was severely injured, as was his nose. He has not lost vision in the eye, but he has lost use of it temporarily. His eyes are still under wraps.
Rizvan plans to continue representing Ahmed in his case, but outside pressures in Pakistan continue to affect the case as well. In spite of it all, Ahmed remains encouraged. Let's pray for God's hand in his trial. Learn more ways that you can come alongside him at missionnews.org. And recently, the doomsday clock was moved 30 seconds closer to end times. But Christians know that what really matters is Christ's return. In 2 Peter 3:9, we see that God is willing that all repent. And Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says this, everyone means work for Christians. With over 7.5 billion people on earth, God's people need to act.
And I wonder when we stand before our Savior, I wonder if that will be our regret. As we look and say, with now only eternity ahead of us and all the earth stuff gone, well, we'd be saying, I could have done more. The time to be saying that is now, looking at the time that we are living in and perhaps the time on God's clock, the size of the task of 7.5 billion ones, not one of whom God wants to perish.
Let's ask God to open your eyes to the urgency of the gospel today. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.